Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's Steve Richardson, the owner of Soul Radio, saving our peace respectfully. And today is February 3rd. It's about 11 a.m. You know what I'm saying? And today is what we bring to you, word on the street. What's the word on the street out there on your block today? I'm going to tell you one thing today. Today, word on the street today here in Lubbock, Texas, it is, well, 42 degrees. But they say it feels like it's 37. So I'm a tropical person myself. So, but I'm gonna double hit them today. I'm gonna go ahead and throw on my hoodie because I just got a hoodie a few days ago. Then I'm gonna go ahead and hit them with some shorts. You know what I'm saying? Because the sun is out. You know what I mean? And I might throw on the J's. I don't know. I might clean up the polos. But hey, it's whatever you prefer. But it is 42 degrees out there. That's not the word in the street. That is the facts. But it feels like it's 37. But today we got high 64. You know what I'm saying? So there's a high 64 in tonight. Gonna get a little cool on you, which it always do. Not cool like me, but maybe cool like you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, 39 degrees, clear skies. And then tomorrow is gonna be it's gonna be a little windy, but we got that sun coming up again. It's gonna be about 66. So today, you know, they talking about it 42 degrees. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go ahead and hit you with a little bit of Tupac right now, man. You know, with all this going on in the world, and it is the second month of the year, February, shortest month of the year. You know, besides, what's the 28 days besides on leap year and things like that? But it is Black History Month. So what I'm saying, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and hit you with some, I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's life first living, or should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor, but even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse snack. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do. Survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. And a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs, so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the power, giving it back to you.
Kind of heard the coach talking about why they made the decision And, you know, it's speculation. Well, maybe they were trying to throw the defense off and trick them. Man, I'll tell you this. Whoever got you down there to the goal line and got you close to completing, man, keep doing it. Don't change your game plan up. Don't throw away your future and your success over one bad decision. Now the Seahawks have to live for all of all season with a chip on their shoulder off of one bad decision because they decided to throw it away and not run it in. And so that's what it is even for us in life. I can tell you personally that there's some things that I'm going through right now. I can choose to throw it away or we can run it in. And I just want to encourage everybody, run it in, man. Run it in. Don't throw it away.
Oh, man, that's a great analogy right there. You're going to throw it away or you're going to run it in. That's what I'm talking about right there, you guys. That's Stephen Avenue's minister straight up out of Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? That was a great word by you, Mr. Avi. I totally agree, man. I'm really glad you shared that today on the show because, while you were saying that, something came into my head, man, because I remember, have you ever Feel the Rhythm, Feel the Grind. It's Bobsled, Jamaican Bobsled time. You know what I'm saying? Do you remember that? Remember that movie?
Cool Running.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, when they made it to the Olympics, you know, they made it, and then they got to be in front of the big countries, you know, like USA and just everywhere, right? And then I think it was somebody, like, they changed it up once they got there, you know, while I was practicing. You know, they was doing bad, and that was because they were trying to perform just like the teams that they were going against, you know, because it seemed so cool because they started feeling ashamed of where they come from because, you know, they would kiss the egg, and they had their little own swagger, you know, what they did, you know. School running, feel the rhythm, feel the way. You know what I'm saying? They went away from that and ended up doing bad, but then they ended up getting back to themselves. It's like, you know what? Let's keep doing what we was doing to get us here. And everybody's like, man, don't nobody care about us, you know, that's stupid. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they sat down, they did what they did to do, they did what they had to do, and they stuck to their roots. So they was like, we did this, and it got us here, let's continue to do this. And we're still on our way to break some records. I think it was going so fast that they sled ended up breaking, man. But they ultimately surpassed that defeat, which means that you could say they ran it in, right? Even though they really threw it away, even though that they sled broke, you know. But that's just what came into my head, you know what I mean? But yeah. So thank you for the word, Mr. Ivy. It's been my pleasure. We're going to get back at it tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you later.
All right, cool. Yeah, that was Mr. Stephen Ivey. You've met us straight up out of Arkansas. He calls in every day. Blesses the show, man, because we all deserve to be blessed. You know what I mean? So no matter what you've done and what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. And decide, you can feel free to call in. If you're out there listening, feel free to call in and tell me what's the word on your street. You know what I mean? Call me 877-921-1656, or you can reach me at 347-677-1915. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and call me and tell me what's the word on your street. And I'm going to tell you, the word on my street is, whew, man, you know what they say, you got to step up. You got to step up to the plate. What they say, you got to stay ready so you don't never have to get ready. So let me tell you, so you guys that don't know, okay, say what I please respectfully, this is something I created on myself. This is a school assignment. And I turned it into a radio show, basically. You know what I mean. So this is my passion. This is my dream. This is ultimately my ultimate goal, is to have my own radio show. So, but here in Lubbock, Texas, you know what I'm saying, I work part time for the radio station, and part time, you know, I'm a board op, and I work just a couple hours a day, you know, for the disc jockey right there on location. And I've been working there for about a year and a half, one or two, and they started letting me get on the air. So now I start to get on the air, you know, which I think is pretty cool because that's what I want, you know. And so I feel like I'm moving towards my dream and my goal, you know. And in the midst of all that, I get to do certain commercials. So I've been doing, normally I do hip-hop commercials, you know, things like that. But So I go into the station yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, to go pick up my W-2. And Amy Yellow, she's like one of the most popular DJs here in Lubbock. And she goes, "Peep." And just immediately, I was like, she said my name different. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just immediately, I was just like, "Oh, shoot, what's up?" You know what I'm saying? But she was like, "Hey, we got a commercial, a reggae commercial that we want you to do." I was like, "A reggae commercial? What?" You know, and I was just like, you know, I used to listen to reggae a little bit, but, you know, this is what I'm saying. You got to stay ready, you know, so you don't have to get ready. But you want to know what? I stepped up to the challenge. I stepped up to the plate. It was like, you know what? Okay, cool. Just let me know when you need me to come back. And I went and told my fiance, they want me to do a reggae commercial. like, wow, like, how am I going to get this done? You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't do, like, impressions. But anyways, man, I came home and I start cleaning up, and I said I was going to practice and stuff, but didn't end up practicing, and I start cleaning up. You know how hard it is to sweep your floor with a broom, as our vacuum cleaner is kind of messed up right now. So, yeah, feel free to do that. No, it's just anyway. But, yeah, I'm sweeping the floor with a broom, you know, just you know, cleaning, meditating and stuff. And next thing you know, I check my phone. I got a text message from Amy Yell telling me to come to the station. So I'm like, oh, I got it. So, man, long story short, no practice, no nothing. Went up there to the station. I just, like, just put on the song, put on the reggae song. So put on the reggae song, and, man, boy, did I kill it. Woo, did I kill it. I can tell you, I can talk a little bit of reggae right now. Nah, but it really, but actually the commercial sounds great, man. The commercial sounds good. She, Emil, produced it, man. She did her thing on it, made me sound great. Man, like I say, you know, sometimes you gotta, but they say you gotta stay ready so you don't never have to get ready, because you never know when your number is gonna be called. Unfortunately, you never know whenever it's your day to go either. You know what I'm saying? So they say, live life to the fullest. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. And if you guys just not tuning in, this is Word on the Street with Pete Richardson on the Saving Athletes Respectfully Sword Network. You know what I'm talking about. Feel free to go ahead and call, man, 877-921-1656, just to tell me what's the word on the street in your neighborhood. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of word on the street that's going on in New York. Man, so this happened back in July, and there's an NYPD cop facing a year in jail for stomping suspect's head. Okay, it was a city cop who was caught on tape seemingly stomping on a subdued suspect that has been indicted for assault, according to the Daily News. And this is a misdemeanor rap against police officer Joel Edward, I think. He's 36 years old. He's expected to be announced on Tuesday, several sources confirmed. And what's it say? It says a cell phone video captured the officer giving a boot to a 32-year-old Jamil Cooper on July 23rd during an arrest. Bedford Stanton. Yeah. He says, they say you can hear him saying, "Help me." The dude was like, "Help me." You know, he pleads to several cops to hold him down. But anyways, he's only getting a year. Just so you guys know, the other officer is black, you know. It's just so you're like, "Oh, why you ain't talking about cops?" And, you know, because he's white. But no, the officer's black. Let me get that out the way. Like, he's black. Man, like he's only getting a year for stomping some, man. I mean, tell me what you think. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. This is, you know. Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes me feel some type of way. But, hey, that's not my expertise. You know what I mean? It's just me. I'm just here to give you the news. Also, we got to say rest in peace to the Bay Area rapper, Jacka. He got gunned down in East Oakland. Can we stop the violence, please? Can we please stop the violence? Like, come on, man. And all this stuff and like in the rap game and the hip hop, you got to be thug this and thug that, man. All that stuff is played out, and people, and especially people on the radios and talking about, you know, ain't no rappers claiming to be who they really are. And when we do get them and they get gunned down, then they need to talk about, oh man, you know, we need to stop all this gun, this black on black violence and stuff. Then, man, which one you want? You know, then you want somebody like Rick Ross, who you know he used to be a correctional officer. And now he's asking to be a gang rapper, you know. It's like, well, he's fake, you know. Well, shoot, which one do you want? You want somebody who's real, that's going to really come out there and shoot you in the alley, or you want somebody just to rap about it? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but anyways, rest in peace, you know, to Jack, who was gunned down in East Oakland. And how many Keisha Cole fans are out there? We got some Keisha Cole fans out there. Keisha Cole, man, Keisha Cole, she didn't allegedly she dumps Birdman. Woo! Who's actually getting sued by Lil Wayne right now? Can you believe that? So now he gets sued by Lil Wayne, Keisha Cole dumping him, and Keisha Cole talking about she's going celibacy for now, you know, until she finds another relationship. So shout out to Keisha Cole, man. Man, I love her music. Just stay strong, keep doing what you're doing, man, and you're gonna be all right. But man, I'm sorry, man. You're getting broke up by Keisha Cole. You're getting sued by Lil Wayne. But hey, you got Young Thug though. You got Young Thug, man. Like, shoot, they doing it right now. You know what I'm saying? They hot, and I say they hot for real. Like Young Thug. It goes something like these did a lot of stuff just to live this here lifestyle. Oi, oi. but that's still my jam though. That's still my jam. But still you do some type of way. And Rich Homie Quan go hard too. Make you feel some type of way. But oh man, I gotta say condolences to Whitney Houston's daughter. I'm so sorry, Miss Bobby Christina. Allegedly, she is on a ventilator, and they're saying that they actually found drugs like in her home this season and things like that. So, I mean, all you can just say is just say a prayer for Miss Bobby Christina. Word on the street is, you know, she's not doing too well. So, sorry about that, mommy. Stay strong, you're going to be all right. Yeah. But on another note, the word on the street, Missy Elliott, So Addictive album sales and jumped up 33,308% after the epic halftime show with Katie. I'm going to make you Perry. Like wow. Like, 33,308% after that performance, and a lot of people are saying that Katy Perry actually opened for Missy Elliott, because everybody is like kind of downplaying Katy Perry's performance, but I think Katy Perry's performance was actually pretty great, because she can really sing. Like, she can really sing, especially like towards the end. She really got up there and just she really did her thing. But make you lose control, Missy Elliott. Yeah, Missy Elliott. Hey, I grew up listening to Missy Elliott. Get your freak on. But I feel like she should have played Super Duper Fly. What y'all out there know about that, man? Super Duper Fly by Missy Elliott. That was actually her first track that she released. And man, she was out there in that little bubbly suit. She should have wore that Super Bowl too. But I feel like she knew that this generation wouldn't really get too much really know what that was. So she went out there, music make you lose control. Yeah, I can't really do that. But yeah, it was actually pretty cool. Like, get your freak on. But yeah, man, shout out to Katy Perry for actually bringing a legend out there like Missy Elliott, which is actually pretty cool, man. So, Katy Perry, no matter what you say, no matter what the haters out there say, keep your head up, because it was actually great. And I believe I read somewhere that it actually was the most watched TV event ever. Ever. Most watched TV event ever. So, that's a win. Bing, bing. If I had a ding, I sure would do it right now. But I don't. But also, word on the street, did you guys ever watch Me Osha? Miosha. Yeah, man, that was an old TV sitcom back in the day with Brandy. Also, who later made an appearance was her brother, Ray J. And Moesha was also a show that was around that was out while I was growing up. That was very inspiring, too. But then Moesha also had a little brother on there. And his real name is Marcus Park. You know, he was a little big ear dude that used to always get on Moesha's nerves. But anyways, man, bro, word on the street is he got put in the slammer for a DUI and drug possession. So, I mean, dang it, man. We done heard these child stories. You know, you got Gary Coleman, who's got his money took away by his parents. Man, Macaulay Culkin, who was never really too much, got hot after, you know, Home Alone and things like that. And Richie Rich, one of my favorite movies. But, yeah, man, sorry to hear about that star, Marcus Polk. Man, he got tossed in the Arizona Slammer, man. But that's just only the word on the street. But also the word on the street, like I said the other day, Suge Knight, his $2 million bail got revoked. And for you guys don't know, Tupac is the one, Tupac, like, it's been conspiracy that he's behind the Tupac death, and ever since that, man, things have been kind of swirling out of control for him. He's been in and out of trouble, but on the set of NWA, who he was with, one of his co-owners of Death Row Records, got mad at somebody, but ended up running over one of his good friends, and ended up turning himself in, and then his bail was set at $2 million, but obviously, word on the street, $2 million, revoked. Oh, that has to hurt. Oh, man. So, whew. Just imagine how that feel. Sorry about that, Suge. Hey, it's all about choices, right? It's all about choices in this world. You know, just like Mr. Ivy say, is you work this hard to run it in or throw it away? So, sounds like you throw it away, brother. I'm sorry. But also, did you guys hear about what Rihanna is saying about Leonardo DiCaprio? What? No. Okay. All right. I guess it's okay because she is, she's a female and he's a male, but everybody knows Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, all the girls, oh, he's so fine. Ooh, Leonardo, ooh, Titanic. Ooh, yeah, he's so sweet. That was a character. That ain't him. Oh, well. But anyway, allegedly, the word on the street is Rihanna is asking Leonardo DiCaprio to lose weight. Oh, man. Golly. What if he would ask her to lose weight? Oh, the media would paint him to be the biggest. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's such a abuser. I don't know, accuser. Whatever it is. But, yeah, man, it's the word on the street. And, you know, they saying that Rihanna, like, she's known for flaunting her sweet little body and the nearly naked Instagram snaps, and she expects nothing less of her rumored Leonardo DiCaprio. So, hey, the word on the street is she done got him a little trainer, and she wanted him to get a six-pack. Like, I'm sure it's not that serious. But that's just only the word on the street. Give it to you by PDP. You know what I'm saying? Well, all right, you guys. Pretty much wraps it up for today on Word on the Street. I'm coming to you live on Blog Talk Network. Owner and creator saying not disrespectfully is Pete Richardson, but I can't let you go without listening to I Can't Do It. Yeah, that's right. See you tomorrow. 11 a.m. It's going down. Word on the Street. PDP. Peace.
Came to win, to fight, to conquer, to drive. Came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to
love. made with a top you can. Cause I am not a word, I am not a line, I am not a girl that can ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. Did you become alive in a time of fear? And I ain't time to fear. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your names become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jay's and Kanye.
Prosper, thrive, to fly.